yesterday on the programme, we started talking a little bit about back timing. Now, if it's a little bit confusing, you can either listen back to yesterday's episode or read the show notes from yesterday, and all that information is in there. Today, our second and final look at back timing. Now, of course, the duration of a song or a report is known in advance, but there are variables such as live interviews, especially with a maybe non-professional guest who may talk in half sentences or maybe whole paragraphs. You don't know how long they're going to be speaking for. Is that answer going to be 5 seconds or 50 seconds? And they won't necessarily know that you have to hit the news at the top of the hour. They're not necessarily bearing that in mind. They may not have been told if they're a non-professional guest, and indeed, why should they be? It's up to you to manage and produce the proceedings. At the end of a show, presenters may ad-lib to fill time. I spoke about this briefly yesterday. There could be a buffer item, there could be a weather report, it could be what's coming up in the next hour or what's coming up later on the station during the course of the day. As far as podcasts go, well, podcasts are less likely to be timed in such a way, but you could always give more information about what's coming up in the next part of the series of podcasts, for example. But that kind of information that you're ad-libbing around, that can be extended or cut short depending on an over or an under run. Now, on radio, presenters can often dip a song to get to a news bulletin, but it's really infuriating for listeners if you dip a song that they're singing along to, they're really familiar with, and they know it's a song which actually ends because they feel a little bit cheated. It's much easier, much better on the ear of the listener if you fade a song which is going to fade anyway, rather than fade a song which actually has what we call a hard end. But in these situations, a back-timed bed is really useful to give the impression of slick and professional completeness. A back-timed bed? Now, this is where a piece of music which naturally ends rather than fades out is initially played off-air and only introduced to the audience as a filler to the end of the show. So, for example, I've got a bit of music which I've started running underneath me right now off-air. You can't hear it, but here it is. Yeah, is there in the background. Okay, let's take that down. I know how long that lasts, and I know that it should take me through to the end of the script that I've got prepared for today. So, for example, if a programme is due to end 1 second before the start of the next hour, and a back-time bed is 2 minutes long, then it could be played off-air at first from 57 minutes and 59 seconds into the current hour. The producer or presenter is then aware that they, if they want to, if they need to, they can bring the music up at any point, safe in the knowledge that they don't have to verbally fill for time because the music's going to be doing that for them. They know that the music will end right on time in a way that speaking to time, finishing a story or script or a sentence to the second, is rather more difficult to do. So let's bring up that music now as I give my final couple of sentences. Of course, YouTube videos and podcasts pretty much open-ended, although that causes its own issues of lack of self-editing or actual post-recording editing and presenter-indulgent shows. And that music, do you see, has taken me all the way to the end of that script. It's filled in that last couple of seconds rather neatly and professionally. Okay, that's it for today. Tomorrow, how fast can we speak? As Get a Better Broadcast podcast and video voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.